progress at the Trump trial. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. After a back and forth early in the day, almost a full complement of jurors have been chosen at former President Trump's hush money trial.
With the former president and defendant looking on, Thursday began with two seated jurors being dismissed. The process late in the day picked up seven people to seat a full jury. One alternate has been selected. The former president spoke after court saying he believes he's the victim.
D.A. Gregg wants us to believe that his pursuit of Trump isn't political. Of course it's political.
The former president says his being in a New York courtroom on trial for concealing payments to an adult film actress is keeping him off the campaign trail. Court resumes Friday morning to find five more alternate jury members.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The U.S. has voted down a U.N. resolution that would have paved the way for Palestinian membership.
The United States has worked vigorously and with determination to support Palestinian statehood in the context of a comprehensive peace agreement that would permanently resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
UN Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood, Israel's foreign minister, commended the U.S. for the veto, calling the proposal shameful and saying terrorism will not be rewarded. More than 100 arrests during pro-Palestinian protests at New York's Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says they have the right to protest but can't harass others or spread hate.
When you violate specific laws, you're no longer protesting within the authority to do so.
The NYPD says the students, including the daughter of Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, had been suspended from the school and came back to campus. They were charged with trespassing. The Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the execution of a man convicted of killing a delivery driver in 1998 who stopped at an ATM. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Security has been tightened at some Maryland schools after the arrest of a teen police say was preparing to shoot up a school.
The FBI alerted police in Montgomery County, Maryland about Andrea Yeh, who prefers the name Alex, alleging he had written a 129-page manifesto talking about how to carry out a school shooting. The teen talked about targeting Wooten High School in Rockville as well as an elementary school and how he wants to be famous. He attended Wooten at one time but had been taking online courses recently. Police got a search warrant and found internet searches, drawings, and documents related to killings. He's been arrested and charged with threats of mass violence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The trial of a Southern Arizona rancher charged with fatally shooting an unarmed migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border has gone to the jury. In closing arguments today, lawyers debated the actions of 75-year-old George Allen Kelly, who's accused of second-degree murder in the January 30th, 2023 shooting. Prince William gets back to work.
Prince William returns to royal duties not quite a month since his wife Kate announced her cancer diagnosis. The prince visiting a food redistribution charity called Surplus to Supper, southwest of London in Sudbury-on-Thames, putting on an apron and preparing meals with staff. Kensington Palace says Kate Middleton will return to public duties when she's medically cleared to do so. She's been undergoing chemotherapy. King Charles also had to cut back during his own cancer battle. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The first model of the USS Enterprise used in the opening credits of the original Star Trek TV series has been returned to the son of creator Gene Roddenberry. The model disappeared in the 1970s but popped up on eBay last fall. Last weekend, Heritage Auctions, based in Dallas, helped get it to Eugene Roddenberry. He says he's going to have it restored and hopes to have it in a museum. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.